The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Jews, I am the living bread which has come down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I shall give is my flesh for the life of the world. Then the Jews started arguing with one another. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? They said. Jesus replied, I tell you most solemnly, if you do not eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you will not have life in you. Anyone who does eat my flesh and drink my blood has eternal life, and I shall raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood lives in me, and I live in him. It is I who am sent by the living Father, myself draw life from the Father. So whoever eats me will draw life from me. This is the bread come down from heaven, not like the bread our ancestors ate, they're dead. But anyone who eats this bread will live forever. The Gospel of the Lord. Be amazed, be astounded, be incredulous at the gift of the Eucharist. Those are the opening words that Bible Alive has for today. And then it goes on. Our problem all too often is that we are not amazed and we're not astounded enough. We can fail to be moved by this incredible gift, the gift of the Blessed Sacrament. We fail to grasp the holiness, the sacredness, the wonder of what it is we are receiving. That always reminds me of the story that Sir Alec Guinness, who left two books of memories, for the most part they're concerned with his life as an actor, but throughout it, they have several allusions to his Catholic faith, which obviously meant a lot to him. And in the second volume, which is called A Commonplace Book, he tells this story. On his way home from church one Sunday, he met a Catholic who no longer went to Mass. And he greeted him with the question, have a nice Mass today? Sir Alec recalls that he hesitated, sorely tempted to reply, oh, you know, same old thing, the real presence at the altar, body, blood, soul and divinity of Christ as usual. That was the thought that flashed through his mind. But he said he didn't say it because he was too kind to voice it. But he left it for us. It's a good thing to reflect on. Because in a way, it highlights the sort of truth, one of the truths about the Eucharist. The first is, this is incredible. This is the life of God given to us. That's what Jesus said. This is my flesh come down from heaven. In the way that the people were fed by manna in the desert, so the Lord feeds his people. And here we are, 2,000 years over gone, still being fed by the Lord's hand. That incredible sacrament, Jesus Christ, truly present, here with us in the fullness, body, blood, soul, divinity, every Mass. So that when we receive Holy Communion, it's Christ himself. That's the great truth of our faith. It's what the martyrs went to their death for. Particularly, of course, the martyrs at the time of the Reformation, Cuthbert Mayne behind us there in Lonson, 1577, dying for the Mass and for the Pope. But the second that it reminds us of in sharp contrast is that we can be so used to it that we tend to take it for granted. After all, it's only his incredible presence as usual, as Sir Alec flashed through his mind. So today's Mass, and particularly maybe the Gospel, will have achieved its purpose if it manages to shock us into a new sense of appreciation of what it is that we are receiving. The Jews started arguing among themselves. I'm not asking you to argue among yourselves, but to wrestle within yourself about how much we can appreciate even more this tremendous gift that's available to us freely here, week by week, even day by day. The Lord, always with his people. And Jesus himself spoke so unambiguously about the Eucharist, so clearly and so directly. The bread that I shall give is my flesh for the life of the world. He gave himself. He's present in the Mass, but not just in a passive way. He's actually dynamically present, actively present in the great offering of himself, sacrifice for the life of the world. And so always the great symbols of our faith here, the altar, which always represents the risen Christ, but also the altar of sacrifice, and overarching it all, the cross, of course, because that's how he gave his own body and his own blood in that life on the cross. And he says that as he takes the bread and the wine, this is my blood, my flesh, he assures us, is real food. My blood is real drink. Not, it's not pretend. It's not a symbol. It maybe looks a bit like, but it isn't really. This is what he says. And he goes on to say that as we share this sacred meal, we draw life from him, just as he draws life from the Father. And that life is eternal. And it's why on our last journey, having been fed with the sacraments, the community gathered round are still fed by that same sacrament, which we offer for those that are gone before us. But from the second reading, there's just one more thing also to be said. One of the primary purposes of the Eucharist, the thanksgiving, is also unity of God's people. In John's Gospel, we get so much in John's Gospel. There's that whole beautiful prayer of Jesus the night before he died at the Last Supper with them, praying that they would be one. The unity of God's people, not only with Jesus, but also with each other. St. Paul suggests that the bread, that the Eucharist is a symbol of the church. And he says, just as there's just one loaf, so then there's just one body. And in Paul's day, they would have had one large loaf that they broke up. It's different. And of course, it was a different era, a different time. But we still do the same. The one bread is broken and shared. That powerful statement of unity for the people. The Eucharist makes the church the body of Christ. We receive that in communion, and so we build up the body of Christ as we build up ourselves with himself. Sadness of division everywhere in the world is many sunder themselves from the body of Christ. May our prayer be soon, may we all, one bread, one body be, one through this great sacrament of unity.